This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
Okay, Seth just told the story in the previous segment. We're going to hand things over to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris at the top of the hour. Seth just told his story about how the parking garage gateway arm of the parking garage across the street from our station, which is the parking garage for a big movie theater.
Here. It was it's called a barrier arm. This because I had to Google it when I tried to explain to my wife what had just happened.
When it nearly decapitated
I was
going
to text her, and I didn't want her to be, if I had called her, she might have been more alarmed. So I was like, okay, how do I explain this without her being, as I also sent her a picture of my bloody face.
Right. Okay. So you were walking over to Chipotle to go get some lunch or whatever the case may be. And you, when you walked into Chipotle, you had blood dripping down your face, but the woman behind the counter, the burrito artiste behind the counter,
the baritista,
she was remarkably calming and soothing to you, more so than you thought you would be. Someone on a text page said her name was Florence Nightinguac. It's so stupid.
What if she had? It's an old Mexican folk medicine treatment to pack it with guacamole. I'm down there on the floor of the Chipotle. They're packing my face with guacamole. There was something extra soothing about it, that she was Hispanic. I don't know what it was, but that she spoke with a little bit of an accent.
I felt like,
oh my gosh.
Save that for tomorrow when Lopez is here for the toss.
I don't know what it was. It's a positive stereotype, I suppose. I don't know what it was, but it felt extra soothing because she was Hispanic and she had an Hispanic accent, and it felt extra nice that she was like nurturing me.
Just picturing you stumbling into Chipotle with a crimson mask going, I'll take double rice, double steak.
I hadn't ordered ahead. I had to go.
Sour cream.
No. I went to the bathroom and I was like, please, I hope this isn't locked right now. I hope I don't have to go up and ask for the key or something.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty, it's a nice, the Richmond Chipotle, Richmond Wesleyan had a nice clean bathroom with plenty of paper towels. Hand sanitizer?
Yeah, that's
which
big.
Hurt, but I slapped it. I cleaned it off, and I slapped some alcohol on there.
You had a Band-Aid on there yesterday, but now it's...
It's
healing good, man.
I'm nervous because you got your, you get these infections these days.
Yes.
So I cleaned the hell out of it.
Yeah, that's smart. That was smart. Yeah, I got to go back for my checkup today on my elbow. It's getting better.
Yeah, no, you're...
It's getting better. It still hurts to lean it on the table.
I still feel like if it doesn't get better in 2 days, you should amputate it.
The whole, like, just from the elbow, the whole
yeah,
arm?
Yeah, just from the
shoulder
elbow down.
Or elbow down?
Just from the elbow down.
Okay, yeah.
You got to make sacrifices in this world,
I
Chuck.
I can see that, yeah.
I had to start my live stream late because of my bloody face.
You same
can,
thing.
You can amputate
I can amputate
your arm.
My arm, you start your live stream late. Yeah. It's the same genre. Were you rooting for any particular outcome with the Bills and the Ravens last night?
Yes.
Based on the Bills coming here this weekend?
I wanted exactly what happened to happen. And
they got smoked.
Yeah, right. I mean,
run off the field.
I wanted a reminder that, okay, no team in the NFL is infallible. On any given Sunday, you can win. But let's, A, just for the emotional benefit of us fans, but then I think, B, also, it's nice for the Texans to see, I don't want to call it a blueprint, but to have some of the weaknesses exposed. And then especially, look, Derrick Henry running for, was it 199 yards?
199
yeah. yards.
87 yards on his first carry.
We got a little tease of Joe Mixon coming back. We thought Joe Mixon might have come back this past week. Now I'll be surprised if he's not back for this Bills game.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because offensively, yeah, they pounded the Bills.
Yeah.
Defensively, they were chasing Josh Allen all over the field, forcing mm-hmm. him into some bad decisions, running all over the place. I mean, he was bedraggled by the end of that game. And that's what I know we got all week to talk about this, but we're talking about it right now. Like, how much of what the Ravens do and did to the Bills last night even applies to the Houston
right,
Texans?
Right, yeah, defensively, they don't
operate
on the same level.
They're completely different offensive teams.
I think that's one of the things that has been a little bit of a letdown is that the pass rush, despite the Texans having a bunch of sacks going into yesterday's game, it hasn't been as menacing a pass rush as the sack total would suggest.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was just because of the one huge game where they
Bears.
Had seven sacks versus yeah. the Bears. So when you look at, and I know these next-gen stats show that Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson have as many. Those next-gen stats are garbage when it comes to pressures.
Okay.
They just measure, I think it's based on GPS and how close you get to a quarterback. There is another level to unlock with the pass rush, and I think some of it is that the Texans are they're trying to play with a disciplined pass rush and squeeze the pocket, which is good, but there does also sometimes need to be like, all right, no, you just get deep into the backfield as much as possible, and then the defensive tackles need to be responsible for if Danielle Hunter flushes the quarterback, then somebody else pick up the scraps. They can be better as pass rushers. Yesterday, the pass rush could have been better.
They were quiet yesterday.
Versus some bad offensive tackles.
Trevor Lawrence got hit three times the whole game. Their only sack was Eric Murray coming off the edge.
Yeah.
Should have acknowledged Eric Murray. Hey, Ben, real quick.
Well,
No.
Acknowledge me.
He had the corner blitz sack, and he had the pass breakup that got the ball back.
Right. Here's where I am with Eric Murray and Jalen Petrie right now. Like Jalen Petrie especially. I think Jalen Petrie is kind of indicative of where the team is as a whole. Jalen Petrie does some things really, really well, but Jalen Petrie is not good in man coverage. This is my concern going back to training camp. Was like, I don't want to call him a slot corner because he's not. And when he's tasked with covering the slot and man, nope, that's not who he is. He's more of a tiny linebacker, and he's really good at that part of his job. But they got to start figuring out ways. And Christian Harris coming back, I think, can help in that regard.
And the Toa looks like a real NFL linebacker.
Yeah, yeah. Toa is just a night and day
difference. You got three guys you can put out there.
So there's I'm not panicking over it. It's just they've got to figure some things out in coverage to cover up Jalen Petrie's weaknesses, because he's not a cornerback playing nickelback. Yeah. It's just there's weaknesses there. Because he made some great plays yesterday, too.
Yeah.
You know, like there's certain things he can and cannot do.
Christian Harris could be back this week. We're 4 weeks in.
Yeah.
That's the window. So we'll see what happens with that. Seth, antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies to you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. We are done. We are out of time. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, it is a Texans Monday here on Sports Radio 610. They are up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.